WRS, making your day better.
Talking today about Verbier Festival, a classical musical festival kicking off on the 15th of July. So we are 3 weeks away. There are over 60 concerts in the Swiss Alps. And I have Martin Engström on the line, who is the founder and director, to tell me all about it. Martin, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kat. Good morning.
Good morning. So how do you describe this festival then to someone who has never been? How would you give us a bit of an overview of what happens at the Verbier Festival?
Well, it was founded by a pure passion for the Swiss Alps. I'm Swedish. I live in Switzerland since about 35 years, and I discovered this beautiful village about 32 years ago, 33 years ago, by skiing. And then one summer I rented a chalet in Verbier with my family and discovered this the mountains basically in the summer, which I had never been to before. And it was just love at first sight. But the station was completely empty, and there was, apart from doing some sporting events with the kids, not very much to do. So I'd always wanted to create a music festival for myself. It's my background. I was a music agent in Paris, and my model was the Aspen Festival in Colorado, which is based on education, based on young people. So that's what we created. Verbier Festival is today probably the number one address in the world for young, budding musicians who want to have a life in music. And together we have about 300 students there, between 13 and 30. And we have a full-blown music festival with 3-4, sometimes 5 concerts per day, plus lots of free events.
So with this bringing together of these very established professionals and also a lot of students, I'm guessing that there are probably quite a lot of workshopping events, as well as the events that we see, the ticketed events that we can buy tickets for on your website. Are there a lot of workshops and probably networking behind the scenes going on?
Yeah. It's Verbier, for all of you who knows Verbier, it's a dead end. It's one road up and the same road down. And so basically everybody who comes up to Verbier, and there's thousands of people who do that every summer, we've managed to create a community between the public, between the students, between the soloists and those who live there. And it's a very nice and healthy atmosphere, and quite fun, I must say. Although in the beginning, when I was there, I could ski in the morning, which you can't any longer. I had much more time for myself. Now it's quite stressful, but it's a fun festival where music is part of it, but the nature, but all the social events and the workshops, the academy workshops, is all part of it, and you can really go into a state of music from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
It's a full 2 weeks now, but when it started, was it a much simpler event? How has it evolved over the years?
It's basically the same thing. It's just much, much more of it. It's we have now the most famous artist of the world coming and performing 3, 4, 5 concerts per summer. We have it's abundance of everything. And in the beginning, it was very modest, and now it's a real event. And I must say, one thing which I really like is that it's a family event. At the same time, you can really bring your family, your kids along, and introduce them to music, because all the rehearsals and master classes, it's all open, it's all for free. So if you have kids who aren't used to going to concerts, take them to rehearsals and introduce them slowly to classical music. They might like it.
That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit then about this year and some of the highlights. And can you tell us also about the opening concert as well, particularly?
Well, as I said, we have 300 students. We have three orchestras who are all young people, basically. We have the junior orchestra, 15 to 18. We have the big festival orchestra, which is 18 to 28. And we have the chamber orchestra with a little bit more alumni type of performers. And so when I conceive the programs, I have to think about these young people also, what will they learn, how will they learn, and with whom will they learn. And so what I decided this year is that we have basically having three opening concerts on the 15, 17, 19 with symphonies by Shostakovich, is this wonderful Russian composer who was born about 100 years ago, and he's sort of a favorite of every orchestra musician, because there's very much rhythm, it's very much to bite into, it's very emotional, and it's just very strong. And so we're having, on the first night, you will hear his fourth symphony, and we are adding music by a composer, also Russian, called Rodion Shedrin, who has been very close to the Verbier Festival since he first came 25 years ago. And we're celebrating his 90th birthday this summer. Unfortunately, he's a little bit too weak. He cannot be with us. He's still alive, but he cannot travel, and which I regret. But it will be a wonderful opening.
Oh, fantastic. Well, the place to buy tickets is, of course, on the website. Can you tell us where to go, Martin?
Well, let me also add that we're doing three operas. We're doing Don Giovanni, we're doing Ballo in Maschera by Verdi, and Hänsel and Gretel. It's an opera for children on the last day of the festival. If you're into pianists, we've never had such a strong summer for piano. We have Brad Meldow, the greatest jazz pianist, or one of them, this year. We have Kissin, Argerich, Trifonov, Yuja Wang. If you're into classical music, you have to come up to Verbier this summer, and you can find the tickets on verbierfestival.com.
Martin Engström, founder and director of Verbier Festival, thanks for telling us about it. Have a great festival. Have a great July. Thank you.
Thanks, Kat. Sometimes I